Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Mark Adams, CEO at Attract Group, who will discuss interim results. Mark, can you provide an overview of the period?
Very pleased to provide a report on another period of clear strategic progress and demonstrating the continued momentum that we've had over the last 12 months or so. Revenue was up 10% to 11.1 million, and this has largely been driven by capacity and strategic upselling of new products to our existing customers, alongside some key logos that we secured in the period. We also delivered 14 multi-year renewals, with all contracts that were eligible in the period being renewed. Our net revenue retention figure continued to grow, reaching in excess of 103%, which is 5% up on the same period last year. Similarly, our net promoter score, a measure of customer satisfaction, again improved to 33, which is something we're particularly proud of. The average lifetime of our clients increased by 12%, and collectively, these figures demonstrate the ever-increasing strength of the relationship we have with our existing clients, the importance of our technology to them, but also the improved innovation of our product set and our focus on improving operational excellence across our business.
Were there any particular highlights of the period?
Certainly, the AI search functionality that we gained as part of the Aleph acquisition in October 2020 has proven to be very valuable, and we are ahead of targets on deploying that technology into our existing base. Technology is also making us more competitive and new business opportunities. We achieved 7 strategic upsells in the period, and this compares to 0 in the same period last year. So clearly, the AI search technology is resonating within our existing customers. We also conducted a proof of concept with the UK's largest multi-channel retailer of trade tools, accessories and hardware with absolutely outstanding results. And this proves the effectiveness of our AI search technology in a yet untapped vertical, which is the DIY segment. That brings the verticals that we've deployed AI search into now fashion and grocery and DIY. And we continue to innovate on the deployment of new languages and new verticals with that technology as well.
How have you progressed against your strategic priorities?
So despite the continued uncertainty of the macroeconomic environment in which Attract operates and our customers operate, we have clear strategic progress against our goals. Firstly, executing on our partnership strategy. Investors will be reminded that this is a major focus for Attract, and we've seen a significant uptick in lead flow derived from these new partnerships. Critically, we deployed a native integration with BigCommerce, which went live this month, and that now allows BigCommerce merchants to deploy Attract's technology much more seamlessly than before. Our plans are to launch more native integrations to the major e-commerce platform players, which will mean we are pre-integrated to the top global e-commerce platforms by market share. As we continue to do this, we will open up a wider addressable market for Attract products. We continue to improve on the customer and developer experience, and we've opened connectivity into our platforms that allow brands and partners to self-serve and onboard with our technology much faster. Our new CTO, Paul Tuff, appointed in February of this year, has identified clear strategic goals of our roadmap, which we're evaluating increasing investment in. And that is to develop on our open platform strategy, to embed AI everywhere across our technology and business tools, and also to improve the usability of our technology for both business and technical users. And finally, another key strategic goal is being recognized as a market leader. And we made further progress on this with the recent Gartner MQ paper on personalization. Gartner ranked Attract 2nd globally in the competitive landscape for personalization in digital commerce use cases. We're extremely proud of this recognition, and we will continue to develop stronger relationships with market analysts in order to be recognized as a market leader.
Can you tell us more about the hires you've made?
We've made a number of key appointments recently. The first is the appointment of our new CTO, Paul Tuff. He has over 25 years of experience in retail and digital commerce industry and building high-performing teams. We also appointed Laura Harnett as an independent non-executive director in June. Again, Laura brings extensive industry expertise in retail, in strategy, and leveraging digital capabilities. And more recently, we brought on board Tom Crawford as a non-executive chairman. Tom, again, is a decisive and energetic leader and recent CEO, known for his ability to execute strategies and motivate teams, and will help me execute on our strategic priorities and drive the business forward.
And how are you feeling about the future?
So I'm feeling very positive about the future. It's clear Attract has a unique market opportunity. We are in the right domain in terms of being in e-commerce. We have a strategic focus on growing internationally and growing with our customers and providing greater value to them through the deployment of new technologies and new capabilities. We need to continue to focus on executing our strategy, on driving the business forward and delivering returns for all of our stakeholders.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.